my brother Greg Doles produced it for me. He lives in Gainesville. Great producer. It's got some great musicians on it. Jason Thomas plays fiddle on it. Jason is, if everybody in around this area knows Jason Thomas. He plays in the Claire Lynch Band, and when he was recording his tracks, there were literally tears in my eyes. I've got a great bass player, Doug Matthews. If you had a list of the best, if you were trying to decide who the best bass player in the Southeast was, he would be on anybody's list. He plays, he's the bass player for Sam Rivers, who's a great legendary jazz man. And let's see, Tom Hurst plays drums. Tom lives here in Gainesville and lives half the time in Gainesville and half the time in Nashville. And he just knocked my eyes out. He put rhythms on these things that were in my head that I had just never heard on the tracks before. Jim Evans, a local Gainesville guitar player, great guitar player, a guitar master. Tracy Collins is on it, great keyboard player, a magician of the keyboard, Tracy is. Liz Williamson sings on a few tracks. You know, I heard Greg and I were talking about, we need to get that female vocalist that has just that voice, that sort of Emmy Lou Harris kind of thing. And I thought, well, that's Liz Williamson. She does that, and she adds so much to these tracks. And Chris Nix plays some guitar on here, and he's the mixing engineer on it. And, just great musicians, and to be able to go in and build these tracks. And, when I write, I'm a solo performer. And so I tend to write songs, and I have all of these parts in my head, and I try to build them into my performance, but to be able to hear them sort of extrapolated and extended out to all of these other players, that's a powerful thing. My brother Greg does that. He produces for me, he engineers, and he finds the players and gets them involved and drags them into the studio. And a lot of these guys have worked with him before on other projects, and they just know they enjoy working with him because he knows how to work with the musicians and let them have their way and let them have their head and give them lots of room to move, but also knows how to bring them back in and get them on track and creating the right part. I mean, one of my dreams is to book some dates for a whole band and just get all these guys and we'll, get on a bus and go tour for a while. And that would be, that would literally be heaven on earth for me. And I play guitar in a lot of different styles. I play some slide and I play in open tunings, and I'm trying to use everything I have to create as complete a sound as I can, as complete an experience as I can, without getting into things like using tracks and that sort of artificial stuff. Well, I have another CD. Actually, I did two CDs at the same time. I did this one, and I also perform in churches. I have a concert series that I offer in churches so I have a CD of religious-oriented songs, Christian-oriented songs coming out that I recorded at the same time using the same musicians. We did all the tracks together, and that one will be out in about 3 weeks. So, and I'm always writing songs for that, and I'm writing songs for this stuff, and then I write songs that I only play for myself. And so right now, I currently, of my own original songs, I think I have about 75 or 80 in my working repertoire right now. And then another 30 or 40 that might weave in and out of it, that I sort of steal parts of and I rework them and try them out, and then they go away and they come back. And so it's always shifting, but I'm always writing songs, so I have a lot. I offer the CD on my website at garrisondoles.com. Or at least there's a link there that'll take you to where you can buy my CD, and I offer it at my performances live. I sell CDs literally out of the trunk of my car.